Next item on the agenda are permits, projects over $50,000 with no objection, with staff recommendation for approval. Prior to that, I'd like to swear in the members of staff today who will be testifying or may be testifying. Solemnly swear the testimony you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thanks. Mr. Watkinson? Permits?
Commissioner, this is our page two items. They are those projects over $50,000 in project costs, require approval by the commission. We have conducted our public interest reviews on these projects. There have been no objections, and staff is recommending approval. For the record, I will read the project description for the seven so-called page two items. Item 2A is Laurel Lake Waterfront HOA. Request authorization to repair an existing earthen impoundment and construct a new riprap spillway and sill within Skimino Creek to facilitate repairs to Barlow's Pond in James City and York Counties. We are recommending approval with an encroachment royalty of $175 for the encroachment of the dam and spillway over 175 square feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of $1 per square foot. Item 2B, Town of Withville, request authorization to install an 8-inch HDPE sewer line, ductile iron casing pipe, and concrete encasement beneath the stream bed of 40 linear feet of Reed Creek, and this is upstream of Atkins Mill Road in With County. In this case, the sewer line and encasement will be installed utilizing either the open trench and cofferdam method or by directional drilling. We recommend inclusion of our standard in-stream permit conditions with this project. Item 2C, Ocean Land Trust, LTD, is requesting authorization to change the use of their existing 512-foot-long by 5-foot-wide private pier to a community pier for the lot owners of the Ocean View subdivision and install a 225-foot-long by 5-foot-wide L-head to the existing pier, which includes a 25-foot-long by 5-foot-wide floating platform section for kayak access along Crippen Creek in Accomack County. The L-head will accommodate the mooring of up to 10 boats for lot owners. In this case, the applicant has agreed forever prohibit the construction of private piers on all 15 riparian lots in the subdivision. Staff recommends the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $3,235.50 for the pier and mooring encroachment over 2,157 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of $1.50 per square foot. Item 2D, City of Norfolk, request authorization to install approximately 100 linear feet of replacement bulkhead with concrete cap encroaching approximately 1.5 feet channelward of mean low water with riprap aprons on either end and a concrete stairway for access to the Lafayette River at the southern terminus of Ashland Circle in the City of Norfolk. Item 2E, Department of the Navy, request a modification to a previously authorized permit to now install an approximately 3,000-foot-long conduit duct bank system to accommodate instrument cables between an existing underwater electromagnetic measurement range located within the eastern reach channel of the Norfolk Harbor Channel and an existing data concentrator shed to be installed within a dredged trench, which will be backfilled with approximately 7,000 cubic yards of non-magnetic gravel within the channel and an 8-foot-wide articulated concrete matting along the remainder of the duct bank's path within Hampton Roads. Item 2F, Hampton University, request authorization to install additional riprap along portions of existing revetments totaling 1,700 linear feet in length and to reconstruct on existing pilings an 8-foot-wide by 62-foot-long open pile pier with an 8-foot by 20-foot L-head platform at their Strawberry Banks property situated along Hampton Roads and Jones Creek in the City of Hampton. And last, item 2G, the Department of the Navy request authorization to demolish and upgrade portions of Pier 1 at Naval Station Norfolk to include the replacement or addition of 70 concrete support piles, the replacement of portions of the pier's existing concrete deck, fender system, and affected utilities, and the installation of 20 new bollards. And this is situated along Hampton Roads in the city of Norfolk. Be happy to try and answer any questions you might have.
Any questions of Mr. Watkinson by members of the commission? Thank you, Tony. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to be heard on these matters, for or against? Yes, sir. Come forward, please.
Yes, my name is Leonard Holmes.
Mr. Holmes, would you raise your right hand? So I swear the testimony that you'll give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Proceed, please.
I'm actually in favor of item 2A. I have a concern that the last time they repaired this dam, they raised the level of the lake a foot, which flooded wetlands and flooded a dock and a walkway on my property and actually took some of our property. And the president of the Homeowners Association has actually gone on record stating that he would like to raise it an additional foot, which will do the same thing. So I'm in favor of it as it's written. I think the Williamsburg Environmental Group has done a good job. They're proposing keeping the level the same, 9.4 feet. My concern is that once the contractor gets hired, it's going to mysteriously be raised an additional foot, and that will flood some wetlands and violate the permit and so forth. I'm not sure that what you all can do about that, if there's any way to be sure that the level remains 9.4 feet as it is in the contractor's drawing, or the Williamsburg Environmental Group's drawings. But basically, I'm in favor of the project. We're about to contribute $5,500 toward the project. My concern is that, is there some way to enforce that the level be as it is written in the documents?
Mr. Watkinson, you want to address that?
DCR
been involved in these discussions?
To be honest with you, I'm not aware. Unfortunately, Randy Owen, who is our engineer who's handled this project, his dad is a great ill back in his hometown, but he's selling with him, so he's not here. So I'll try.
Go to the podium, please.
We normally coordinate these projects with our sister agencies. DCR would have commented on this. If the project drawings specify a certain elevation for this repair work, that's what will be in our permit. I think if that changes inadvertently or for whatever reason, we would be in a potential violation mode and would have to investigate and evaluate the project at that point based on something that might be done differently than the permit called for. But generally, in addition to the permit for encroachment in Skimino Creek downstream for this repair work, there are other agencies involved in reviewing impoundment-type structures for dam safety reasons.
Well, I would recommend then when the permit is issued, if it is approved by the commission, that there be inserted language in there that indicates that we intend for the permit to be adhered to the dimensions as specified. I want to make sure that that's
in the project drawings, but if it suits the commission, I think we could probably add a condition that specifies the level of the lake based on these repairs to stay at the designated height.
I don't know that we can. I think the concern is the level of the dam. Height, of course, of the water can fluctuate. Spillway in it, involved in it, or whatever. Who controls the spillway, or the water level? Who's responsible for that? Come to the podium, please.
Oh,
it's okay.
The spillway is on the border of James City and York County, and the spillway is what they're proposing.
The spillway regulates it. There's no supplemental way to control the water level. There's no valve. There's nothing. That's just a spillway.
Currently, there is also a pipe, but that's broken. You know, right now the dam is broken.
Okay.
So I think the proposed drawing is simply a spillway.
I think what we can do basically, what we have authority to do is regulate how high that spillway will be. And, of course, we have no control based on storm events and things like that, how high that will go. But I think the language in the permit should strongly indicate that what we're issuing is what it is what it is, and anything else would require, further action.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Thank you.
Further questions or comments by members of the public? Matters before the commission for discussion or action. Mr. Tankard?
Mr. Chairman, will we need to take that particular issue and make sure that the 9.4 height is part of the motion here, or is that already?
I think that's going to be coming out in the permit. Is it in the permit? Mr. Watkinson?
The drawings become a part of the permit, and they are required to comply with the permit drawings that
And the permit language references the drawings, correct?
Yes, absolutely correct.
Okay.
Further questions or comment? Matters before the commission. Mr. Tankard?
Move to approve page two items.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.